Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning to all. Good morning to the delegation that is present here today, and good morning to the representatives of Macau, China. We would also like to greet the people that are following us online. The committee has understood that the conditions to be able to celebrate assemblies and meetings, so I'm going to be speaking about peaceful assembly, these have become much more restrictive in the past few years. And in this regard, the responsible body for holding assemblies is the Municipal Affairs Institution. Amongst other similar cases, the committee has received information that this body, the Municipal Affairs Institution, granted a permit to host the month-long traveling exhibition on the history of the Tiananmen incident. However, this permit was revoked because supposedly the exhibition does not meet the revised criteria, but these criteria have not been specified. Now, on this point, I must refer to the list of issues. And in that sense, I would like to seek clarification on the criteria used by the Institute to grant organizers an authorization for the use of public spaces. And I would also like to know in which regulatory document we can find these criteria that are detailed specifically. Likewise, the responsibility for considering or not the legality of assemblies and demonstrations, in addition to imposing time and space restrictions, is under the responsibility of the police forces. And on this issue, we have received information regarding the issue of the expression purpose contrary to the law. Now, this expression, purposes contrary to the law, are often used to put an end to these demonstrations. Macau, in its response to the list of issues, have stated they do not agree with this legal definition and that the police force does not have internal guidelines. Now, our concern is that this term can be interpreted in a very restrictive manner, beyond what is reasonable. As an example, we have a case of activist who in 2019 wished to hold an assembly for the respect of the Convention Against Torture, but the police banned this assembly because they said that it was contrary to the law. And there was subsequent support from the Court of Final Appeal. Would the delegation be so kind as to explain how a rally can be organized in Macau to promote the prohibition of torture? How can this be illegal? We also have the situation of migrant workers. These migrant workers have requested a permit to have an assembly, and the police said that they could not hold an assembly because they are not considered to be residents. Could the delegation of Macau, China, confirm whether these migrant workers do not enjoy this right of peaceful assembly because they are not considered to be residents? Is Macau going to generate a legal definition of the term for purposes contrary to the law? And could they perhaps draft a guideline that could help with the police work? And will they raise awareness of this law amongst the population? We are also very concerned with the broad definition of assembly. Now, the police is suspending any type of activity that is declared to be an assembly. So we would just like to know a little bit more about this definition. I would also like to know whether the delegation could provide information on the definition of this word assembly, and in which normative body can it be found, and where is it defined? Could the delegation also provide data on the number of ongoing investigations and criminal cases related to assemblies that are considered to be unlawful? On that point, I must refer to the list of issues to elaborate on one aspect that requires attention. Could the delegation provide information on applications for authorization of assemblies, including vigils, that have been submitted? Could they provide also information on applications that were denied during the COVID-19 pandemic? Could they also provide relevant statistical data and indicate the purpose of these assemblies? Now I will move on to the next question, which is question 21, regarding freedom of association. We appreciate the information that has been provided in the list of issues by Macau, China, and the committee has understood that at the end of 2021, the Bureau of Labor Affairs launched a public consultation on the recognition and rights of trade unions. However, the right to strike, which is a key element in trade union law around the world, is absent from this document issued from consultations. In addition, this consultation document suggests a tendency towards overregulation, and therefore a supervisory mechanism was suggested that will monitor unions that join international labor alliances or that participate in international events for national security reasons. According to the information received by the committee, Macau, China does not have any local law protecting the right to join a trade union. Although Article 27 of Macau's basic law stipulates that Macau residents enjoy the right and freedom to form and join trade unions, as well as to strike, in reality, there is no local legislation which guarantees the right of workers to unionize without reprisals, and no specific legislation that regulates the right to unionize. Has the Macau government planned to introduce a trade union law to protect these rights? Thank you very much.